Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call and listen live. And you can also go through the call number and be on the air. Once you call into the show and you start hearing the show live through your cell or through your landline, then you can press the number 1 on your keypad. And that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. I will put you on the air, and you can give comments or opinions about today's episode. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And let's see. And here we go. Now, let's see. Right now it's 84 degrees in the ATL, and we're looking at a high today of 92. Yeah, looking for a high today of 92, and I'm sorry, guys. And right now is 84 degrees. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 84 and rain. Okay, tomorrow, low 68. Saturday, high 86, low 69, partly cloudy. On Sunday, high 89, low 67, partly cloudy. So, to me, it seems like we're going to have a mild weekend, according to the forecast. I don't know what Monday is going to be like, the holiday, but Friday rain, Saturday partly cloudy, and Sunday partly cloudy in the high, mid to high 80s, okay, which should be a nice weekend, and it should get you out there on your barbecue grill and get some things going. So, so think about that, guys, and get those grills going this weekend. It will not be as hot as it was last weekend when we were outdoors at the picnic, but, you know, it'll be much, much more bearable, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Go ahead and call, guys, and comment on today's episode and what it means to you. Today's word of the day is enophile. Enophile. Enophile is a noun, and it's spelled O-E-N-O-P-H-I-L-E. Enophile, enophile, okay? And it means a lover or connoisseur of wine. An enophile is a lover or connoisseur of wine, all right? That's a good word. That's a good word to add to your vocabulary. Enophile. Enophile is a lover or connoisseur of wine. Again, good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. Let's see. Today's episode is entitled, Why Do We Celebrate Labor Day? Now, I wanted to do this show as a way of getting more knowledge about different things, okay? We want to be wildly diverse. We want to be wildly diverse here on the show. So we want to learn some stuff. We want to have some fun. We want to learn about sports and teams and this and that. We want to do it all. So in order to diversify the show or make it not just be one-sided or one thing on the show, not just a sports show or not just a politics show or whatever. I really wanted to know the meaning and why do we celebrate Labor Day. So that's why I grabbed a hold of this topic. That's why I'm running this, going to go through this little article, and we're going to understand the history of Labor Day. I think it's something that we all should know. All, you know, a lot of people out there All they know is they're going to have the day off. Okay? They don't really know what Labor Day means. So that's why I wanted to do this story. Because it is coming up on Monday, and most people are off work for a holiday. And, we've been celebrating Labor Day for a long time, all right? And Labor Day is the first Monday in September, okay? And so I'm going to read this article, Why We Celebrate Labor Day, from the Huffington Post. You can go to thehuffingtonpost.com and grab this article and understand what I'm reading from, okay? And like I said, we're going to discuss the history and the reason we celebrate Labor Day in the United States. Now, this Labor Day, Americans across the country will be heading to the beach, barbecuing with their families, or spending some hard-earned dollars at the... However, it's important that we take the time to... what today is all about. Recognition of the achievements of the labor movement and a celebration of the strength and resilience of the American worker. I'm going to stop right there for a second. I didn't recognize my sponsor. Today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. That's the number again. Again, around the mid-19th century, has given us many of the basic human rights that we now take for granted. Thanks to the relentlessness and courage of our unions, workers now enjoy the 40-hour work week, minimum wage, sick leave, workers' compensation, overtime pay, and child labor laws, among a host of other rights. In addition, unions have long been the foundation of our middle class and helped create the most competitive workforce in the world, a workforce that made America the economic power it is today. But as union memberships have shrunk, so has the share of income going to middle-class families. This is no coincidence. Unions have long championed measures to reduce social and economic inequality and efforts to weaken the labor movement at both the state and federal level has successfully stalled any progress. Between 1948 and 1973, when union representation was at its highest, workers who produced more were adequately compensated for their efforts. Over that period, productivity rose by almost 97%, and hourly compensation of a non-supervisory manufacturing worker rose by a little over 91%. But the erosion of collective bargaining beginning in the 1970s quickly caused wages to lag behind productivity. Between 1973 and 2013, productivity rose by over 74%, but wages only grew by a paltry 9%. Instead of focusing on attacking unions and the labor movement, we need to find ways to strengthen power workers so we can put more money in the pockets of middle-class families. But what does it mean to strengthen and empower workers? It means promoting more unionization and the use of collective bargaining, not less, as many states have tried to do through so-called right-to-work laws. It means paying workers a fair and livable wage, starting with increasing the minimum wage, which has remained at $7.25 for the last 6 years, despite prices rising by 11% over the same period. It means providing workers with equal pay for equal work and ending years of wage discrimination suffered by women who, on average, earn 78 cents for every dollar that men earn. And it means promoting policies that encourage a proper balance between work and family through access to paid sick leave, affordable child care, and paid parental leave. So by all means, kick back, relax, and enjoy this time spent with family. But also take a moment to remember why we observe Labor Day and just how much more we need to do to strengthen and empower workers throughout our country. So, and that's the end of the article. And, you know, there are, Georgia is a right-to-work state. Okay, Georgia is a right-to-work state. And, which means that you know, to me, this is my opinion, it means to, that you don't have to work somewhere. You can just up and walk off the job at any time and quit. And also it means that they can fire you, get rid of you for no apparent reason. Just be pop, you're gone. And but I don't know if you guys remember that back years ago when the automotive industry in Detroit or the General Motors had they used to have a union. They had a union. I don't know if they still have a union or not. Don't quote me on that. But years ago, GM laid off some workers. And when they did, their labor agreement through the union, they had a contract. And because they had a contract, those workers that were laid off, you know, they weren't laid off. They were able to come to work, sit in the cafeteria, so to speak, and for the whole day. And they got paid. They got a paycheck. They got their usual paycheck. And they did that for years because of the labor agreement that was set by the union and agreed upon by GM. And because of that, these workers were able to just sit and get paid every day. Still got their paychecks. And that was what GM said was part of their downfall, having to pay these union workers, and they were not working. And so to me, if that was the case, then, hey, get back to work. If we had to pay you, you need to come in here and give us some work. So get back to work. But because they had a contract through the union, they were able to continue to feed their families and continue to do the things and live the lifestyle that they knew. And then they were able to go back to work at a certain point. So unions have been around a long time, and you may not be a part of a union, but when you look at unions and what they stand for and the supposedly, I quote, reasons that they're there and they stand, is, and unquote, is that we need unions. A lot of jobs and companies don't want you to have a union or don't want to form a union. And it's simply because of that, because of the agreements that they put forth to the union and for the workers, that they don't want a union, okay? And so because of that, there's so many companies out there that don't have a union and are against unions. So if you start to try to form a union in your company or your place of business or whatever, then it's going to be frowned upon and you could lose your job from that, all right? But, you know, the union is needed. It's not only to help workers and to be fairly, you know, scrutinized or whatever, but when things happen in the workplace, you should be able to, if you feel it's unfair, you should be able to go to your union or your union representative, tell them what's going on, and be able to get something done about what you feel is unjust to you. So the unions have been, you know, a lot of unions around the United States are pretty strong. I know, I believe that the reason that UPS is such a strong company is because of their union. And they have such you know, they're not able, you know, they're not able to just push people out and do things like that because they have a union. And because they have a union, the union stands behind the labor force that they have. So they can't just kick around these workers or do different things to these workers at their own discretion because they have a union. Now, if you're not part of a union, you know, you're just kind of sitting out on a limb. And I believe that because of that, you know, at any time, they can just come in and cut ties to you and them. Okay, cut the string, so to speak, and you'll be out in the cold. So the union, it's always been something for workers. That takes care of, you know, workers. It helps workers in the workplace. Okay, not only for wages and increases in wages, but also fair, you know, times and time off and all, you know, all this stuff is something that the unions work on. And, you know, over the years, the state and federal people have taken down the unions. It's, you know, now unions aren't as strong, and, you know, in different places, and unions aren't even can't even exist in some places. Some companies, again, forbid you to start a union within the company for the workers. Okay, and again, when you know, I don't know if you remember a long time ago when General Motors was laying people off, people that were a part of the auto workers union weren't able to be laid off because of the agreement that they had through the union that GM had through the union with their workers who were a part of the union. So the people who weren't a part of the union they were laid off. People that were a part of the union and had an agreement or a contract with GM, they were able to continue to get paid, continue to get their salaries. And they, you know, I heard about this. They were able to come to work and sit in the cafeteria or whatever, so to speak, and still get paid their regular salaries because of the union. And, you know, GM says, and they were trying to break the contract with the union and all this, but they weren't able to. And GM said that that was part of their downfall back then. Okay? Back then. So, you know, I believe that if you are in a workplace and you are able to join the union, then you should, you know, you should get involved. I think it helps with you know, different things that happen at work. I think it helps with labor at work, as far as, you know, someone saying that you have to work, you know, this weekend or whatever, but we weren't scheduled to work this weekend, but we're gonna make you work this weekend because we need you guys to work this weekend. And, you know, things like that that just pop out of the blue, and the company is able to force it on you, is because you don't have a union. Okay? And Georgia is a right to work state, so they don't encourage unions. All right? They don't encourage unions. But again, a company like FedEx, so to speak. I used to work for FedEx, but FedEx does not have a union. So they can treat their workers, drivers, packagers, all this stuff any way they want. Okay? They could treat them any way they want. And that's why people who work at FedEx as opposed to working at UPS, that's why there's such a difference in pay or difference in salary. That's why there's such a difference in the company and how they work and how it's used. I mean, everything is different when you look at FedEx and UPS. They're pretty much, you know, the same company as far as what they do, but their workers are, it's so much space in between the FedEx workers and the UPS workers, it's not even funny. Okay? If you have a job at UPS and another guy has a job at FedEx, I mean, the guys at UPS are so farther ahead, so much above these guys at FedEx, that it's not even funny. And it's not just money. It's also benefits and everything that's you know, it's huge, okay? And it's a pension at UPS. There's no pension at FedEx, okay? There's a hourly salary that's done at UPS as far as your years and years and years that you work there. There's nothing at FedEx, okay? And, you know, that's simply because one has a union and one doesn't, okay? And, you know, UPS does not work on Saturdays, right? They have an agreement Monday through Friday. Now, they'll work like crazy Monday through Friday, but the weekends, those trucks aren't on the road. And that's from the labor agreement through the union. All right? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. I really hope that this article that, you know, talks about why we celebrate Labor Day that I read at the beginning of the show would, you know, help you, okay? And instead of focusing, a lot of these companies, instead of focusing on, attacking unions and the labor movement, you know, we need to find ways to strengthen and empower workers through unions so we can put more money in the pockets of the middle class families. You know, and it's not just money, but it's benefits and, you know, everything. And you know, there, when you feel like you've been treated unfairly at work or whatever, if you were a part of a union, you could go to your union representative or the union and let them know what your situation is. It's like having it's like when you in a car wreck and you go to one of these I don't know. We see the commercials all the time. One call, that's all. Ken Nugent. That's how the union is. When you're at work and you have a problem at work, you go to the union, and they'll come in and they'll sit down with the brass at the company and say, "Hey, this is our contract. This is what we have. You can't do that, okay? You can't do that. And if you do that to this person, that means you're doing it to all of these people, and we're not going to have it. And if you're going to do that to them, that means you're breaking the contract, and we have a problem, okay? And the union knows all the rules and regulations of the company and everything. So that's, you know, and that's how it works, and that's how it should be. You know, you should have someone in between you and the company who, can have your back, so to speak. And it's, you know, it works both ways. You go to the union, or the company comes to the union and say that, you know, your workers can't do that. This is how it's supposed to be. These are our rules. Then the union comes back and say, "Hey, we can't do that. We have to work, you know, so you guys got to come to work." But the power that the union has is that they'll take their workers and say, "Hey, we're going to stand down. We're not going to come to work, or we're going to stand up. We're not going to come to work because this is unfair." And the company can't run without their workers. So unions, when they come in and bring in stop work and do this, that's a problem for the company. I mean, it's sometimes millions of dollars going down the drain on a daily basis. So they have to get something worked out with the union to get their folks back to work. You know, it's no problem for 8 or 10 people to say they're not coming to work. But when you got 2,000 people in your workforce there in that one place, and those 11 stay out and the rest of them come to work, you could care less about those 11, right? But if you got a union, you know, 1,700 of them don't come to work, you got 300 of them that came to work, then, hey, that's a problem for the company. So that's the power that the unions have when they are there. So, you know, there are pros and cons of a union, but I think they're more pros than cons, okay? So think about that. If you do have a union at your workplace, think about becoming a part of that if you're not already. Sit down with someone and understand how things work and what it's all about, all right? And that's why we celebrate Labor Day. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and that's all I have for you today. Now, tomorrow is Friday. It's Free Fall Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you want. I don't care if it's sports, politics, bubblegum, whatever you want. You can do it, okay? Tomorrow's Friday, and we'll work on something, all right? Take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Let's ball.
Your nigga Nate, you know these niggas straight bang, big JD, all the way to 21st Street, chitty chitty bang bang, Don Chitty,
that's me,
still making tight ass beats, I'm rolling
right
in my broom,
oh.
I stay sweet,
uh-huh.
Ain't nobody balling like me.
It goes, mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who's the biggest baller of all? I got a 700, a Bentley, and imagine the girls just die when I'm riding past. Live life like I'm selling pies. All Arabian with two or three wives. Two or three houses to hide. 10 cars parked outside, and they all got bodies this wide. Follow me as the Learjet flies over crimson tides. 4-bedroom duplex in the sky. Nickname lottery, cause I don't stop spinning. When the wheels stop, the chrome keeps spinning. Like the 6 moon walking, shit, I ain't talking, I'm straight living it. It's a wonder I ain't shivering.
Oh.
I'm so frozen, and you've been chosen to roll with me and Nate D-O-double-G.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, I've already down five.
Oh.
See you around my block on the weekend. All we do is chase bad, all we do is take
chase
bad. Home. Ask me the weed in the crime.
Uh-huh.
If not, then I just say no, then I
just
say
no.
3 girls a day, that's my limit. I'm balling out of control.
Whenever I drop, you know I give you number one hits, platinum hot. It's so much clarity in my rocks, I'm thinking like it's gotta be somebody greater. Maybe it's not, cause I flow for those who get that dough. Hits for every chick with a size C tit.
See that?
See, it's like this. I don't mind waving at you kids, but I can't manage to raise my wrist. Jewels so heavy, y'all fools ain't ready. My 22 shop the streets into confetti. Move like Andretti, redlining. Whatever city I'm in, I'm headlining. At 5 a.m., I'm still looking for more. Still getting crunk, still letting it flow. Bar out of Chris, now I'm drinking more. Stomach upset, I feel like I'm about to let it go.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Got my pedal to the floor. I test my 600. Wonder how fast this bitch goes. Wonder how fast this bitch goes. Three girls and two of them sleeping. One got her hands on my ball. Got her hands on my ball. Sun's coming up, we still drinking. We ballin' out of control.
Really
ballin' out of control.
Dance, everybody. And everybody just clap your hands. Let me see y'all dance. Everybody. Everybody just clap your hands. Let me see y'all dance. Everybody.